Baal Me'eib Tzachon, the famous Maise, that someone came to ask the Rav Shaila if you could use milk for Arba Koises. If you could use milk for Arba Koises, we'll see about if Chamar Medina, if milk is good for Arba Koises. A milk is not good for Arba Koises. So Yenem Rav told his Rebbetzin to give the other person money, because if he's coming to ask a Shaila if he could use milk for Arba Koises, Weisler is not planning to serve flesh in the Seder. So Hodnish can geld. Hell should have given him geld for flesh to answer a Shaila if he could be yotze milk for Arba Koises. So before we start, well, Asach Bochim Gibetan, I want Mamish Bektzora, but I'm not in sight. Just to masbid the Tzedodeh HaShaile, was he given, if you're on the flesh, if you're allowed to eat the meat that comes from South America, are you not allowed to eat the meat? Avada, we have the Psak from the Gdoyle Adoyres, and Lo'ir, was Rebbe Eliashiv Paskins, that's what we have to listen, and this is what we do. I just want to b'ktzoro mamish, in 5 minutes, just b'ktzoro mamish, to be masbir, the Tzedodeh HaShaile, was the Poskim Zogin, and Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeye, and Simen Pei, the Aloch is Azei, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Behemes, Chayes, Oifes, V'dogim. Behemes, Chayes, Oifes, V'dogim. Dogim are fish and Oifes are chickens, thus is claw. Now, what is Behemes, what is Chaya? It's not so claw. What is called a Chaya? A lion is for sure called a Chaya. A cow is called a Behemes. A Tzvi is called a Chaya. Now, what is the difference Legabi by us, Chaya Behemet? Both of them, if the Chaya is a Chaya Tehoira, you're allowed to eat it. If it's a Chaya Tmeya, you're not allowed to eat it. A Behemet. A Behemet Tehoira, you're allowed to eat. A Behemet Tmeya, you're not allowed to eat. So what is the difference, Behemet or Chaya? But we have enough Kemina Lemoshe Legabi Chaylev. Chaylev Behemet is Mutter. Chaylev Behemet is also. Chaylev Chaya is Mutter. Chaylev Behime is also. Chaylev Chaya is Mutter. Kisi Adam. Chaya needs a Kisi Adam. Now, the Shaila is how you know what is a Behime and what is a Chaya. What is a Chaya Tehoira and what is a Chaya Tmeya. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down different echetimtzes how to know. Zog de Shach. The Shloshon HaShulchan Aruch, if Karnoseo Mefutzolois Kruchois Ve'adurois Ve'charukois, Zog de Shach, Ve'lefi she'ein lanu ato Elo ma shekibalnu be'mesoires, לפי מה שקיבלנו עתו במסוירס, ולכמון סימן פי בייס גם בסימון האויף קיצרתי. זוג דשח, is all different echetimtzes to know what is a behemot, what is a chayo tehoiro, what is a chayo tmeo לגבי תאיד החלב. Zog de Shach, but there's no nefkemina anyway, because we only eat animals that have a mesoira anyway. Kedamrina lekamon besimen peibes. Kedamrina lekamon besimen peibes. Legabi oifes. Dehainu. Klor, it's a poshta zach. Legabi oifes is a simen. All different simonim. How we know what is a semen or what is not a semen. Different simonim. ואף על פי שיש לנו סימונים, אין לנו לאכול אופס, אין לנו to eat chickens, אלא אם כן יש לנו מסירה שמוסרו להם אביסינו שהוא טוער. We don't eat chickens if we don't have a mesira. This is the reason a lot of some Yidden don't eat turkey. Because turkey, they hold us no mesira. So no zach the turkey. Some Yidden don't eat turkey. Chicken, you have to have a mesira. Now what if one place has a mesira and the other place doesn't have a mesira? Machlek is in Shulchan Aruch. For sure the people that have a mesira are allowed to eat it. The people that don't have a mesira, it's a machlek is if they're allowed to and not allowed to. This is like a chicken. Lechaure, the Shach and Simon Pei said that the Zelbe Zach is legabe animals. Even though the reason was different, because in chickens, it's gemores that we got mixed up, and animals, it's not so hard to get mixed up. As I said, Neshach, Lefi she'ein lanu ato lema she'kibalnu b'mesiris, b'meir, I'm not telling you what is the simonim of the chayah. Kum de prime godim, and said, no, Shulchan Aruch never said you have to have a mesirah. The Shach never meant it. The Shach only meant legabi the isur chaylev, if to know if it's a chayo, if it's a behema, and this we have to have a mesira to know if it's a chayo or behema. Or but to know if it's toir or not, if we see mafris parso v'ma'al egeiro, we're allowed to eat it. As they pass in the prime godim. There's no din of mesira in animals, only in chickens. Prime godim, Siv Koton Aleph of the Shach, Siv Seida, Simen Pei. Le'umas dem, the Chochmas Odom, and Simen Lamed Zayin, Simen Lamed Vov, ולפי שאין לנו אוכלים אלא מה שקיבלנו במסירה מאביסינו, אם כן אסור לנו לאכול מן החייס רק הצבי. ולכן לא העתקתי הסימונים. But it's a nishna igea, we only eat from the chayas, the tzvi, the rest we don't eat because we only eat what we have a mesira. We have a chlekes, prime godim, a kegen chochma sodo. You come in the chazanish, and they wanted to bring in an Eretz Yisrael, these Jebos cows. When time the Chazanish, they wanted to bring down different cows to Eretz Yisrael. And they went to ask the Chazanish, these cows, what is the difference? They have like a lump. Like a camel, a shtickle like a camel. Lefi the Prime Godim, kosher cows. Lefi the Chochma Sodom, it's a problem. So the Chazanish, it's in Simon Yud Aleph in Yeredeye, אחרי שידוע כמחמירו רביסינו הראשונים שלו ליפרויץ גדר, אין לנו לינטייס מדברי הגוין חוכמס אודום שקובע בספרוי. שמנהגנו שלא לאכול בהם מסבחייץ, וכפי פושטום של דברי השח, ודלוי כפי פרימיגודים. ואף לדברי הפרימגודים לדידן עושו, משום מנהג שקובע חוכמה סודום. זאת אומרת, אם לפרימגודים הולד על עצמותר, בת כלל ישראל לא מקבל דה חוכמה סודום בתור ספר הפסק. So כלל ישראל ביקי מחמירים, so now it's a מנהג שנוהג אביסינו, עושו לפרץ גדר. ודי לנו בבוקר וציין שבמסיירס. אין שום הכרח. It's not so necessarily to make a פרצה in the gather. We could manage like it is. Especially saying the Lashonis, when it's negated to the Psaq. Ein lenu hechrach. Why do we need it? It's enough. Baruch Hashem, mehod genug flesh, medach nishku mitzaduchki. And then again, another letter he sends. Yisrael k'doishim shiyu proshim el orim eilu. And again, another letter they printed here. אז כלל ישראל לא מקבל את. בעצם, is, we'll divide the shayla into two. So the shayla is that the bustle that comes from these cows, you're allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. So some kehilas in Klal Yisrael, some bate dinim, even today, they say, we don't keep every chazanish. Because Shabbos, we use electricity, l'mashal. Not every time we go to feed the chazanish. But maybe here it's not a shayla v'doiraisa, it's a shayla v'minek. The chazanish decides to paskin the leke prime godim. We're chassidim, we're not alamol paskin azay with the chazanish. But maybe the litvish is that paskin with the chazanish have to be machmi. Now, it's le'umas them. And that cow herself, we're speaking that we know that some choshev echsherim for sure, Lamazagin 10 years ago, for sure shechtened from these cows. Some of the meat that is around that was shechtened is from that place. Some meats from Brazil, as a lot of these kind of cows could be. And the other kind, okay, but let me get you into the technical shayla now. So, this one reason that some people say, we don't pass in the chazanish. Then, Moshe Sternbuch Tainus, in South Africa, we ate it for 150 years, we're eating this cow. This is the cows. By us, this is a cow. What, do you have a straight cow? By us, a cow goes as a. The mele, we have a mesail. What are you telling me? The mesail is a mistake. Why some people eat turkey? Some people eat turkey. You know, some people eat turkey. Why? So there's two reasons. One reason the Meshiv Dovo, the Netziv and Tshuva Sok, Tchele Gimel, the difference in between turkey and a chicken is not such a difference that you could make from it to say, I want to explain it. A bacher from Eretz Yisrael and a bacher from America looks different. A person from China and a person from Eretz Yisrael look different. A person from Japan, German, Schwarze, all the kids from Avraham Avinu, from Adam Arishon. But as I gave us, every country, the acclimate changes the people. The cows also are changed. The cows from America are different cows. The cows from Eretz Yisrael, if the people are different, the animals are also different. You think the animals are the same, only the people change from place to place? You see big people, tall people, small, all genetic different kinds of Zach, as I gave us. Remember, all of this is Messiah. Different kind of cows, spoke to one of the Vade Akashas, is around in the market, around 20 kind of cows that are called cows. Now, same thing in chickens. Now, the shayla is if the turkeys, like the Meshiv David, is a different kind, it's a bigger family, they're bigger. Everyone knows that our fathers, Aviseinu and Eretz Yisrael, never started chickens like we have. They look different. There's no sign in the world that the chickens then look like our chickens. Well, even I'm saying the normal chickens, they for sure look completely different. They say if Aviseinu would come, they would not know what it is. This is the difference that it passed with the years. This is one reason. Second reason is that the Meshiv Dovo, because people had a mistake and they thought that turkey is a chicken, and it already became a Meseira, Meseira betol Shema Meseira. Memele, Moshe Sternbuch Tainus, by us we ate it. By us we ate it. So okay, for sure the people from South Africa, they have maybe a Meseira. The people that are not South Africans, okay, so then they go into another machlekes, if some people have a Meseira, if the other people are allowed to eat it. This was the second child. Then, is a letter, and is a sefer Psokim V'Ksovim from Rav Zevin. Is a letter from the Chazanish. I'm saying again, this letter, they're checking yet if it's real attempt from the Ksaviyad of the Chazanish or not. Because in the letters from the Chazanish, in the Kovitz Igres, this letter is not printed. So they found now this letter in this sefer from Rav Zevin. And Chazanish writes to him, I didn't say that these jabos, these cows, are not cows. I said, if they're not cows, not to bring them in because there's no Messiah. What I hear, it mamish looks different. But if it's only a small difference, I didn't say that it's a different cow. I'm not a person to pass the mitzias of animals. Ask people that know animals, Chazanish tells him. I'm giving a psak that a zach that is not a cow has to have a Messiah. And they say, Abchaim Shaul Karelitz, the Miyasis from Sheres Yisrael, when they went 10 years ago to shechten these cows, he said that he heard from the Chazanish that these are not the cows. Some of the big shechtim in Brazil, Tom from Panovich, he says that he has a Messiah, that this is not what the Chazanish spoke on. Chaznish cows had a real big, this has a small little one. So this is on the actual cows. The Maisa, all of the meat that we have, all of the meat that we have is not meat that comes today. I'm saying in most of the Hsheirim, say the good Hsheirim that we eat, Badats, Sheiris, and Rubin, and Haker, all these meats are not from these cows. But came a new Shaila. These cows, our cows are very Shvach. The kosher cows are Shvach. The other cows are very strong. The meat is not so tasty, Taka. But they're much stronger. So what they did is they put them together that will come out kids from a jabot cow and a normal cow, and these kids will be much more kosher. This reason, Benson, the whole problem started that one of the Vada Kashasim was only looking for these cows because, like this, he said, there would be no treifas. Now, the Shaila is, if kids that came from a mix are Osur and Mutter, in Avnezer state that it's Mutter, in Meshiv Dovor state that it's Mutter, doesn't say directly. It says even on chickens that is an Isur when they mix together. But the Gemara says that a Tomer with a Torah cannot have a kid. A Behemoth Tmer with a Behemoth Tahirah cannot be Moilit. Zeh steht in Rambam. The Meir Zokter, if you put them together and they have a kid, Al Korchoch, the father is Nishkan Tomer. So Enoch, I mean, we need a Messiah because maybe we don't know what a Simonim. Me veit nicht was is Malageiro. But if you put the father and the mother together and they have a kid, Al Korchoch does Nishkan Behemoth Tmer. Nicht alle am Asken, nicht da nur zwei, weil alle things change from time of the Gemara. Aber, as they state in Avnezer, and as they state in Meshiv Dovah, they say it on chickens. Then they say, maybe the Gemara only said it on animals, not on chickens. You have to know, maybe the Gemara said only on a chayu, not on a behema. Now, be'etzem, the meat that we got is not for sure that it's mixed together. It's maybe. These places, they mix these animals together, but we don't know. Some of them are not mixed. So we have a suffix, they call it hachla'a. Russian kilayim. So it's a suffix behemoth from achloe. These are the behemoths. So mainly what the Psa'a came, and all of the places that came from Uruguay, all these countries, that the percentage of these cows there is very low. And again, all of these shechitas never shechten these cows. It's only the Shiloh, the Shecht, and the kids of the mixed marriage of these cows. Now, Lefid and Primogodim, it's Mutter. And Lefid and Meshishterabuch, then it's Mutter. And Lefid, Anders, don't have them, the Chazanish, Nish Giret. And even if yet, and it's also, maybe Tarevis, Zogni Meshidovid is Mutter, Meshidovid is Mutter. And Nochdem is a Shita Satesis that even a real animal, a tiger with a kosher animal, you're allowed to eat the Vlad. En Choshim Lezerahav. As if by a goy, Akum Abbas Yisrael Avlad Kosher, it's more about the Hira Avlad Kosher. Machlek is we pass in that thesis or not. The Ma'is we machme, we're not saying mechavot. But the Meire, the Mokim, that even on the tzad that is a Yisur, it's only a Minig, this is the reason that the Rabbonim will matir the meat to eat it like a tchil of mamish. Lo mehit tzachon ashtikul. In the night of Pesach, we make Shechiyonu. So, we daf mechaven zayin in the Shechiyonu of the night of Pesach to be yoytze alle mitzvah sayoyim. Alle mitzvah sayoyim. Matzah, moroir, karpas, sipu yitzias mitzrayim, dalet koises, hasovo. To mechaven to be yoytze, as ishtak mishmuzah mezaz, you have to mechaven to be yoytze kol mitzvah sayoyim. We start the Agoda, we say Kadesh. Kadesh. What is Kadesh? We do Kiddush, and we drink Arba Koises. What is Arba Koises? Keneged Dalet L'Shoinoi Shol Geula. Why we drink Arba Koises? Keneged Arba L'Shoinoi Shol Geula. So, Shem Zalman Aramol Gifrekt, why Dafka four cups of wine. Can I get arba l'shoinu shel geula? We could eat four apples or four nuts. Klal Yisrael nimshal l'tapuach. Katapuach be'atzei ayar. Can I do it in Abonis? Klal Yisrael nimshal le'egois, leginas egois yoradeti, lirois be'ime, forget, Klal Yisrael is a egois. Klal Yisrael is an apple. She'isha lo atinokes. They would ask much more questions if Leila Seder, you would come to the table and put four nuts. Why in Klal Yisrael, you know, kid, no, but Klal Yisrael, alam al-mahboch is a vine. If you take four nuts and you put on the table and four apples, a lot of kids will ask questions. So it's three answers, Be'etzim. One answer, the Welt answers, the Yain is coming mitzad derech cheirus. The Ram zogt in Psochim, because Sarah Mashkin state that he had shlosha sarigin al roishoi v'kois pauri beyodoi. So it's four. And while the Geula of Klal Yisrael starts with Sarah Mashkin, and the Chaloyim of Sarah Mashkim, the Remez Nasach in them, B'meile, Keneged them, we drink Arba Koisis Shel Geula. Shemazam Leibach Gizok Ta'andere Pshat, Zer Shein Pshat, said Azei. Every good Zach in the world when you eat, how much more you eat from it, you want it less. Lamazan, someone likes chocolate very much. Eats one bar, two bars, three bars, four bars, he can't look at it anymore. And wine, sie geht verkehrt. Wie viel mehr ich zahon trinken, wie viel trinken mehr? Sag ich mal, pur dem Missa Zeit, tu dem Mikro gar. Says in Chazal, that Har Sina is kemartef shel yayin. Teire nim shelo le yayin. Verkehrt, a bocher lernt a bissl, verkehrt, he already wants a break. Someone is learning more, as I mean, that grace them in the Chachomim, they want more and more to learn. Allemann geht auf sein verkehrt. People that don't learn, no, hop rein. People that learn so much, take a rest. But it's fakert. Someone has a master who wants to learn even more. As I say, kli reikom eino marzik, mole marzik. It's a sgula dike matzif. It's like wine. The more you have, the more you want to learn. The mele, the geula, the kirve to Hashem, it's not a pshat, the geula will come, oh, when the geula will come, how much we will come closer to Hashem, the tshuka was an greiser and greiser and greiser and greiser. And it will be better and better, and even more we want to be closer to Hashem, and more we want to be closer to Hashem. This is the reason we drink the Arba Koises Shel Yai. Now, in Arba Koises, the briskerov was meyasa de yesoid. I will try to say, sure, the yesoid. We'll say, apodach, was gay. The yesoid of the briskerov is azay. Tasis in Psochim, in the beginning of Arba Psochim, Otach Hakire. Everyone has to drink Arba Koises, or the Mekadesh could be Moitzi everyone in Arba Koises. What is the suffix? If everyone has to drink Arba Koises, or it's enough that the Mekadesh will drink Arba Koises and Moitzi everyone. Zog de Briskerov, the suffix is why you have to drink Arba Koises. If you have to drink Arba Koises because Midin Cheirus, to feel like a king tonight, so it doesn't help that he drinks. I have to drink the pashtas. If it's Midin Koishel Brocha, Koishel Brocha needs a wine. Just normally Sheva Brochas, the Marshal, we have one, two. Here is four brochas, four different brochas that we do over the night. So we have four cups Shel Brocha. So nochmal, so the chkira is why we have to have Arba Koishel Shel Yayin. We have to have Arba Koises Derech Eirus. Although the Arba Koises is Midin Koishel Broche, four times Koishel Broche. Zog the Briskerov, what's the Nafkemine? If it's Midin Koishel Broche, so as if you Kiddush, the ganze Yor, one person makes Kiddush and Moitzi everyone. And Lela Seder also, one person can make Kiddush and Moitzi everyone. But if it's Midin Derech Eirus, so every person in the middle has to drink. But as the Briskerov, the suffix from Tesis is, if it's mitzad derech cheirus or mitzad koishel broche. Like at chila we machle that everyone will drink. But if that is we pask and it's a koishel derech cheirus, but maybe also koishel broche. So as Ezeinu Briskerov's maskone is that it's two halachas. We drink arba koises from two halachas. Als derech cheirus, like king, a king drinks a lot of wine. Chashveirosh. Other, we drink, and we also drink in mitzad koishel broche. Zog the Rambam, Shtom chai beloy mezigen. Time of the Gemara, they took the wine and they mixed water inside. Zog the Rambam, Shtom chai. What if you drank the wine chai without a mezige? Yedei dalet koises yotzo, yedei cheirus lo yotzo. Shtom bevasachas. Yedei cheirus yotzo, yedei dalet koises lo yotzo. Let me scrub shot like this. If you don't mix water, so the wine is very strong, for arba koises as koishel broche, koishel broche, koishel broche. Aber dere cheirus, welche cheirus he does to drink wine that is not fixed. Yedei dalet koises yotzo, yedei cheirus lo yotzo. Shtom bevasachas. Yedei cheirus yotzo. He drank four cups. Aber yedei arba koises, that four different broches to make the broches, you are not yotzo. Now, because of that, there's one halacha that is negel in ma'aseh. The Mishnah Berurah says we have to drink at least roiv kois. I will explain. Every time when you make kiddush, you have to drink roiv kois. Like a tchila to drink the whole kois, but the eved roiv kois. Now, but if it's a very big cup and it's a revis, if you drink a revis, it's ready enough. Other roiv kois, other revis. Zog the Mishnah Berurah and Lela Seder, if you're not planning to drink roiv kois, don't take a big cup. It's not enough that you drink a revis. You have to drink roiv kois. Because it's a din arba koises tonight. It's not stama koishel brocha. It's a din arba koises. And some people are mehad or lekatchile, that is a lekatchile to finish the whole kois. Even when it's more from revis. If it's only revis in the cup, for sure lekatchile finish the whole kois. If it's more from revis in the kois, so then if you drink a revis and it's not roiv kois, it's not enough. You need to have a roiv kois. But the katchila is to finish the whole kais. Now, zog de ramo, what would be if a person doesn't have wine? He only has milk. So he could be yaitse bechamar medina. It's very hard to know what is chamar medina. Milk, bederach klal, is chamar medina. You have to know what is chamar medina. Because beer you can't drink in Pesach. Zog de briskerov, listen very good. That in Chamar Medina, you're not Yoitze Derech Cheirus. You're Yoitze Yedei Koishel Brocha. As Evi Kiddush. Aber Cheirus Minisht Yoitze. So why the Ramos said it's good? Yeah, if you can't be Yoitze, the Cheirus, Chosh Yoitze, the Arba Koises. Chosh Yoitze, the Arba Koises. Aber Yedei Cheirus, you're not Yoitze. Pasha. So it's given amal amayse. The kids of Reb Chaim were going like the Pesach time, they were stuck in an inn somewhere. It's given Buskerov and Ramosha Soloveitchik. Ramosha is from Reb Chaim. Tat from Reb Shabbat from America. And they were sitting together there. And they didn't have enough money to buy wine. They had like this. They could have bought, they had money for one of these two choices. Either to buy four cups of wine, and one of them will be mighty everyone. Or they could buy Chamar Medina and they will have enough for everyone to drink four cups. And they had two options. Either to buy one set of four cups and one person will be mighty everyone. Or they had enough to buy Chamar Medina for everyone. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, we'll buy four cups of wine and I will drink it and I will mighty you. That's what he thought of his girl. I'll tell you why, sir. If we are by Chamar Medina, so you're right. Like Atchila Teisa says, everyone has to drink. But if we drink Chamar Medina, we're not Yoitzi de Cheirus. We only Yoitzi de Koishel Broche. Aber as Koishel Broche, one could be Yoitzi the other one. The whole mile that everyone makes Kiddush himself in the Naseilah is because we have to have Derech Cheirus. So if we're by Chamar Medina, we will only have the din of Koishel Broche. We will not have the din of Derech Cheirus. Now, if I will be made to you, you will also not have it. So now, it's better at least one of us will have two zachen. You anyway will only drink Chamar Medina. So let me to have the wine, I will be made to you, you will have the din Koishel Broche, and I will have also Koishel Broche and also Derech Cheirus. I'm older, so maybe one has to drink the wine, so I will be the one to drink the wine. And the mother will be carrying both mitzvahs. And stam is better. Because wine, like a tchile, even for Chamar Medina is alamul b'di'evet, even b'kiddush. Und er fängt in der Meise mit Rabbi David Povarsky, once he was sick and he couldn't drink wine and grape juice, and he went to ask the Chazanish what to do. He has two ways. Either to drink Hamar Medina, order to be yoitza with someone else that will do arba cases with wine. And he wanted to tie in that it's better to be yoitza with someone else. Why it's better to be yoitza with someone else? Because like this, the other one is chosh doing it ki yuchose. And we know exactly he's doing it on wine. And maybe stop, maybe one person does the recherus, could be meitzi everyone. But if I will drink Hamar Medina, chuzayn gonish. Chazdish was mefakbek in it lemaisa. A lot of times you have to know, you have people that they can't drink the arba kaisas, they make a taste and they put it down. Older people, a lot of times. So it's kedai to tell them first to be mechaven to be yoytze bayena. And then, what they could drink, they could drink. They anyway not going yoytze derecheres. They cough, they take one sip, they cough and they leave it. No, I'm saying lemaisa. So tell these people yoytze bayena. And then try to drink what you could drink. Urchatz. Now the man nezach. What is urchatz? All of the simonim of Leila Seder is kadesh, urchatz, karpas, magid, moitzimat. No one has a vav. Why urchatz gets a vav? From all of the simonim, no one has a vav. Punk urchatz has a vav. Vavos urchatz hot a vav. Ein kash. Zweite Kasche, ist der Rochzo. Rochzo doesn't have a vav. So, Manashach, so if washing the hands needs a vav, why deer doesn't have a vav? So, Mishlam Zaman Eurbach gesagt, Pshat Azei. The Aloch is, Dovo Shetibuli B'mashke, is a machlekes, if you have to wash your hands or not, when you eat Dovo Shetibuli B'mashke. Migirat etem apor molshein. It's machlekes during the whole year. If you eat davar shetibulei b'mashke, if you have to wash your hands, or you don't have to wash your hands. Yesh machmirim the ganze yor, but it's not a sach yidden. Then not machmir. So why in Leila Seder everyone washes the hands? They break the goyim. What if shach? The whole year you have machmir. Why in Pesach nacht you wash your hands? So it's three terutzi. One terrace is because Leila Seder, Shiyotzanu mi Mitzrayim, Leil Shimurim Lashem, a mensch daf machmir zayin asach mer. Like Shaitin Aseres Mitzuve, not to eat pas palter. Shomzamun Oyobach and Boshel Paskins, the Aseres Mitzuve, Lekule Alma, you have to wash your hands for Dovah Shetibuli B'mashke. Adev Leila Seder. The Grozokt, no, the Netilas Yadayim tonight is no Shaykhis to Tibuli B'mashke. Derech Melochim. The king washes his hands clean the whole time. Another time, they before Fakir Shah, Yishalu Atinakis. The Tinakis will ask. The whole year we don't wash. Now we wash. If we would say Rochzo instead of Urchatz, people would think that the Pshat is in time of the Gemara that we had to wash with Tibule B'mashke because it was Gzeir Mishum Trume. He had to wash his hands. But tonight, then be'etzem you don't have to wash your hands. We're telling you, urchatz, bedingduk, das heis loshen tzivui. Urchatz, you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands. Now, lemaise, the meaning is to be toivel with your hands and not with a fork. Why? Because when you eat during the yilam oshel, chicken, why you don't wash your hands when you eat chicken? Even if it's wet? Because chicken, normally people don't eat by hand. And so if you're eating it by hand, you have to have to. But if you don't, if you eat it with a fork, you're not mechuyev in tibuli b'mashke. But maybe if you put the potato, normally people don't take by hand. But maybe if you take it with a fork, could be you're not chayev in netila b'chlal. So the whole netila is a chucha betlule. This is the reason the meaning is to pick it with the hands and to dip it. You don't have to get your hands wet because a zach that is a mixed tibuli b'mashke, even if you hold on the other side, you mechuyev benetile. Lemaisa state to take a pochus mikazayis, because you have to be mechaven to be moitzi the morer, to pater the morer. And b'meile, if you will eat a kazayis, you will have to make a brocha achroino. B'meile, you can be pater the morer. B'meile state that you take a pochus mikazayis and you mat b'tibule b'mashke. Holach mo'anyo. We say holach mo'anyo. What is the pshat holach mo'anyo? So, what is the kasha holach mo'anyo? I'll explain. Well, what is Shmuel? Bezak holach mo'anyo, holach mo'anyo. The kasha is, the Welt asked the kasha, lechura holach mo'anyo had to be after Manishtana. We chab the teretz for the kasha. The whole idea of the night is derech shayla v'tshuva. We come to the kind, weiss, holach mo'anyo, look, it's the three kashas. And what we answer? Avodim ha'inu l'paharu v'tzrayim, the zelbe teretz noch amol. So, state in some rishonim that we're scared that the kids will fall asleep. So the first thing, holach mo'anyo. But the Kolbe zokt that it's an answer and yachatz. It's an answer and yachatz. What is the answer and yachatz? The kid asks the kasher, all of the year I know you do a brocha and shleime. Sholem, sholem. You're breaking the sholem? So we answer him, holach mo'anyo de'acholno avasono. Listen very good. Later by night, we will tell our kids a different answer. Matzo zu al shuma shelo hispik b'tzeikom shel avaseinu le'achmitz. So the kid is getting mixed up. Holach mo'anyo or shelo hispik b'tzeikom shel avaseinu. We're answering him two zachen. Why we broke it? Shait in the Gemara, ma oni darkoi beprusa. We want to make a zeicha that we're in Mitzrayim and we broke, we had a matzah, we broke it to two. Holach mo'anyo de'achol la'avason ba'arna Mitzrayim. We're explaining why it's broken. We're not explaining the reason for matzahs. Why are we breaking the bread? Why are we poor tonight? Now, it's two ways how to learn pshat and holach mo'anyo. The Briskerov, Bederech Klal, wanted to learn, Al Derech the Kolboy, that all of this Holach Mo'anyo is a hemshech to what we said now. We tell the kid like this, Holach Mo'anyo, the Acholno Avason Ba'ar the Mitzrayim. This is the bread that our parents ate in Mitzrayim. And then, when we were in Mitzrayim, we said, Kol Dichfin Yesi Ve'yoichal, Kol Ditzrich Yesi Ve'yivsach. This is what we said when we were in Mitzrayim. And we said then, Hashote Ochel Lishon Abob Ardi Israel. And we said then, Hashote Avde Lishon Abob Nechoyrim. This is one pshat. And the Zogim, Sigeit Afhaid of the Geule, and even when it's Israel, we meant Be'emes Ad Ardi Israel. But the Kolbe learns that it goes on Vosi Given in Mitzrayim. Now the Biskirov explained, Vosi the pshat, Kol Dichfin Yesi V'yoichal, Kol Ditzrich Yesi V'yivsach. Skrov said, it's a double vault, Be'etzer. He said, first, why in Kol Dichfin Yesi V'yoichal, Kol Ditzrich Yesi V'yivsach? So like the Biskirov is, Ha'aloche, Pesach is only Nechal Al HaSoiva. You're not allowed to eat Kol Pesach if you're hungry. You have to eat it like a dessert. So we don't want the hungry people to come to eat the Pesach. So if you're hungry, come and eat. If you finish to eat, Kol Ditzrich Yesi V'yivsach. Aber Biskirov like to chtsu noch haknech. Is the halacha also lechol be'erev Pesach kedei shi'yoich al ha'matzah le'tehoven. So kol dichfin yeisi v'yoichal. Matzah we eat when we're starving. Kol dichfin yeisi v'yoichal. This lachmo. And kol ditzrich after the sude is yeisi v'yivsach. מה נשתנו הלילה הזה מכל הלילס? So בפשטס, the world learns that it's four shilas. We ask the father four shilas. מה נשתנו הלילה הזה מכל הלילס? And the father answers four answers over the night. מה צוי answers שלא הספיק בצעיקו? מורו שמירו. And then Voitzionu Mitzrayim, Mele, we Mesubim, we Matbilim. Yeah, but it's a bit of shver, the kid doesn't get a clear answer. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said once, he was in the Koisel, the member, one of the Gdolim came over to him and asked him, you asked my Nishtana? Yeah. And what your father answered you, why you Matbilim? He didn't know what to answer. He went back to his father. He didn't tell me a tats. So we have to answer the kid. The Pasha is the say that I got the answers. But the Mefoshim want to learn a different pshat in Manishtano. And a lot of the Agodas, you see it. Manishtano alayla azem mikol alaylas. His aim shayla. What is the difference the Neich from Pesach from Alle Neich from the ganze Yom? What's the Shaila is? Kids ask us that Shaila. Ich bin Ayid, sagt the kid. Ich weiß amol, si do Sukkos, mi tanz, si lebedik, si do Tishibov, schrecklich. Si do Purim, gewaldig. Si do Yom Kippur, serious. Man ish tano alayla, zet mi mona shach, tata, you're happy, so why are you eating matzah? You sad? Why are you sitting by a sofa? You're a king. You're eating more. Man ishtanu alay laze mikol alaylas. Was geitzach dahind? What is this change? And the father answers, Avodim oyinu vohoitzionu ve'lo yethav yiseinu bilvad go'al elo yisonu chayov odom liro yisatzmei kilu yotzu b'mitzrayim. The avoid of tonight is to feel I was a heaven and I'm a bilchoyri. To memorize, I was an Eved v'yotzol ebil choyrim. This is the whole avodah of the night. And this is what we answer in the kid. We mamshach, we say, afilu kulonu chachoyim, afilu kulonu nevoinim, afilu kulonu yodim eskolatir kulo, mitzvah olinu lesaper b'yitzias mitzrayim, v'chol amarbe lesaper b'yitzias mitzrayim, arei ze meshubach. Bepashtes yilun pshat, arei ze meshubach, how yilun pshat? V'chol amarbe lesaper b'yitzias mitzrayim, arei ze meshubach. What's in the pshat? How much you say more from Mitzibur Yitz Mitzrayim is better. Aber ich gehofe mein Schwer, wenn er gewinn a Bocher, he ate Lela Seder by Reb Ella Lopiad, mein Seder. Reb Ella said Pshat, kol amar ben Esapur Yitz Mitzrayim areze meshubach, miloshen karka meshubachas. Er werzach a bessere Menschen. Areze meshubach er werzach besser. He becomes a better person. In Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is Muchach HaZeh. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is the other Girse. Afilu kulonu chachorim, afilu kulonu nevoinim, afilu kulonu yodim skol atere kulo, mitzvah oleinu lesaper yitzias Mitzrayim, shekol amar belesaper areize meshubach. It's the answer. Afilu kulonu chachorim, afilu kulonu nevoinim, afilu kulonu yodim skol atere kulo, mitzvah lesaper, sheer kol amesaper. What is the answer? But you know it already. But how much you say it more, you become a better person. Well, as I rebelle gesagt from the Alta Mikelle. Hashemel sagt, Ribbe Halemol, that Chalamoyer, he came to the Briskerov to visit him for Yontef. So Briskerov gefragt, was gesagt der Rebelle for Lela Seder? So he told him over this ball. So Briskerov said, Emes ken sein, sie sei Emes Epshat. Aber sie putz jetzt mit Zerayim, nicht die Oizem mit Azabo. Sie muss jetzt mit Zerayim nicht jetzt mit das Abort. So in die Gemorre, Meister bera Omer Ablezer ben Azari, a Reinike ben Shivim Shono, velo izochisi shete Omer, yetzias Mitzrayim baleiles. What is the pshat? A Reinike ben Shivim Shono, so in die Gemorre in Broches, that Ablezer ben Azari was 18. And he wanted to make him a Nossi, and he went to ask his wife, and she told him, the Otish can have Rasponim, all aboard. And that night, the Gemara says he got a big beard as a kiven shivim shana. V'haynu the Omer Ablezer Areini kiven shivim shana. He was 18 and he looked 70. Bale Aremez zogin pshat that keben ben is 52 begimatria. Beis nun 18 and 52 is 70. Areini keben shivim shana. Me with the ben together I look 70. הרייני כבן שיבים שונות. אז בא להרמז, אני חושב שריטבו זוגת הזה. איכת. אבל הקשה היא, אם רמב״ם את פירוש המשנייס, שתית אנדרש. רמב״ם את פירוש המשנייס, אין ברוכס זוגת. הרייני כבן 70 שנה שלומדתי תוירו בכל כוחי ותושש כוחי וקופצו עליי זיקנו ואני נראה כבן 70 שנה שלומדתי עומר אבלזר בן הזיירה שלומדתי תוירו בכל כוחי עד שתושש כוחי וקופץ עליי זיקנו ואני נראה כבן 70 שנה. שאלה זה דגמור עשה תנדש דגמור עשה הוא היה 18 and was a nurse overnight and he looked 70 and dort in dem schat gewinn shim im shano hal der ram mit pirsha mishnay is gesagt na ander pshat sag mal shma apost pshat betem ze very starke kashe bil khis pshat harei ni kevin shim im shano a person comes into bis medrash and says rabbi sai I'm 18 years old I only look old velo izochis ye no one is listening to me shetaomer etzias mitzrayim you answered you're 18 What is the kasha? You know, I'm only 18, ולא זוכיסי. That's the tarot. President comes, I'm not 70, I'm not 70, ולא זוכיסי. Tarot says, the Rambam gikum zogin apshat. The Rambam learns pshat hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came home. His wife told him, on our drasponim, we can't resign a Rosh Hashiva. Say that. Overnight, he's given a nes, he looked 70. Well, he's not 70. You could put on a mask also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make stam nisim that he will look 70 years old. Be'etzem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned as they feel tere as he had to look like a 70 old man. No koi ve'ashem yachlifu koyach. When a man sits alone in tere is koi ve'ashem yachlifu koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu macht a mensch frisch. When he had to be a Rosh Hashiva and they said but he looks fresh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said okay, I'm taking away the nes. Let the natural to come out. And it came out how he really had to look. Shalomadati Torah b'chol koichi. Yisro me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yamei chayecho. Yamei chayecho hayomim, kol yamei chayecho haleilos. V'chachomim ha'imrim, yamei chayecho ha'ilom hazeh, kol yamei chayecho lohovi limois ha'mashiach. Again. Lo yizochis yishtoam ba'leilos, ad shedosho ben zoimo, shenemar kol yamei chayecho. ימי חייך היומים כל לרבס הלילס. And חכורים that say that you don't have to say יציאס מצרים בלילס they learn. ימי חמך הילום הזה כל ימי חייך להובי לימי סמשיח. פרק דבריסקרוב ווסי דבשט I'm sure פרק דרב קיווהיגר פרק דרב קיווהיגר why רב חכורים say כל ימי חייך היומים ימי חייך היומים כל הלילס. חכמים אומרים ימי חייך אילו מה זה כל ימי חייך להוביל למויס המשיח. What's the pshat? Why חכמים changed the lotion and they said להוביל למויס המשיח? Why they said להוביל למויס המשיח? Why they didn't say the lotion ימי חייך היומים כל ימי חייך למויס המשיח? Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said before, ימי חייך היומים, כל ימי חייך הלילס. Let Chachamim to say, ימי חייך אילו מה זה, כל ימי חייך אילו מה בו. Why they use the lotion להוביל למויס המשיח? זוג דה גוין, there's a Yisoides בקזח. The word koil could mean all different parts and could mean all different kinds. The machlekes is how to darshan the koil. How to darshan the koil. Tanakama learns koil means all different kinds. Day, night. Day and night is different kinds of matzav. Moshe the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that be'etzem we had to moine Yetzias Mitzrayim to two mitzvahs. Mitzvah by day, mitzvah by night. We count it to one mitzvah. Kol, so yomechayecho hayomim, kol, all different kinds of days. The day, the night, black, white, all different kinds. It's another different shot. Not all different parts. All different kinds of days. L'masbe. L'chom, l'fita l'kam, it's all different parts. Day, night. L'ficha chomim, it's all different kinds. D'haynu. Yemois ha-Mashiach, it's all bezach. It's tomorrow, after tomorrow. Chachomim hold koil means not all different parts of the day, black and white, just all different days, even if the dates and the calendar will change and change, it will stay, the mitzvah will stay forever. So it's not all different parts of the day, all different sort kind of days. What is the difference? They're not mechadish a new mitzvah. לפי חכום, לפי תנקמה, it's two mitzvahs, by day and by night. לפי חכומים, it's only להובי, that the mitzvah will be ממשיך. The man you could say, להובי למויס המשיח. ברוך המוקרים, ברוך הוא, ברוך שם רב תחוסי לישראל, ברוך שלא סנטר לעמו ישראל. ועושה את הפשט ברוך המוקרים. This is ברוך המוקרים. So Rav Ella Lopyan, when he would sit with a seder with little kids, he would explain to him like this. Vosi lepshat baruch hamokoy. If you ask someone, the marshal, this cup, where is this cup? Understand? Where is the mokim of this cup? Understand? Where is the mokim of the standard? The floor? Where is the mokim of the tiles? Where is the mokim? The building. Where is the mokim of the building? The earth. Where is the mokim of the earth? In the world. Where is the mokim of the world? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoyim Yishal Olam. Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu. Keneged Arbot Bonim Dibro Toiro. Echot Chochom, Echot Rosho, Echot Tam, Echot She'en Yodea Lisho. So Reb Chaim would say, Alamol, ועושה את הפשט, ארבע בונים דיברותוירו, אחד חוכם, אחד ראשו, אחד תום, אחד שאני יודע לי שואל, אחד, 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 we could count ourselves. כנגד ארבע בונים, חוכם, ראשו, תום, אחד, אחד, אחד. אז רב חיים גזוקט, we saying, בזונדר המיילה על אונזר התארה. In all of the חוכמס in the world, the first grade, they have special books they learn. Second grade, have different books. By us, in the cheder, is the Zalba Chumash. The Zalba Chumash. Everyone has what to learn in it, in his way. The Zalba Gemara, they learn in the cheder, in the Mesivta, in the Shivikdam, in the Shivikdayla, in the Koilal. The Zalba Teir. Echad Chochom, Echad Rosho, Echad Tam, Echad Sheher Lishol. We don't have different Teirs. It's the same Teir that everyone learns. In every age, we learn the same Teir. ולשפץ, הוא גור בקצור. ואתה, ראש אמר, הוא אומר, ואתה הכה שינוב, ואמר לו, בעבור זה עושה השם לי בצייסי ממצרוי. So what is הכה שינוב? So the הכה שינוב מילי, מוס is קיה רבקים, רמר וטיאר. זה נמדיר. What is קיה? קיה זה בלושן כאילו, he didn't have what, he went back. הכה שינוב that he will not have what to say. But they say over a ma'aseh with the Chasim Sefer, when they came out with the machine matzahs, Chasim Sefer was very stark against the machine matzahs. So Chasim Sefer gizokt, was in a pshat af hakeh shinov, Chasim Sefer gizokt, the Rosh Efrekt mo'a avoida azois lochem. Why you have to work so hand matzahs? Use machine matzahs, mo'a avoida azois lochem. Af hakeh shinov, brech zain tzeiner, Zokter, for machine matzahs, we don't need to have a tzeiner. If you want to eat machine matzahs, you can break your teeth. So it's Chasim Sefer, you zokt that's a bit. V'she'en yodea lishoil at psachloi. What does at psachloi? V'loshen nekeva, at psachloi. Zogin the mefoshim, v'she'en yodea lishoil, it's a nebuchal. So we tell the father, Shait Alamol, Kotema lebeis Yaakov, v'tagid, Kotema lebeis Yisrael, v'tagid lebeis Yaakov. Lenoshim, noshim Alamol, abeloshen rako. Shait agresi yaseid in chinuch. If you have a kid, she'en yadea lishoil, the father has to behave with him like a mother. At psachloi. Not ato psachloi, at psachloi. It's very, very late, so I'll just finish. With two kleine Weltlach, morgen is Chseder. The Chofetz Chaim Alemol, when he would sit with his kids in Leila Seder, he would go over the Makis, Dam, Tzfardeya, Kinim, Vos given in the Dam, Vos given in the Tzfardeya. That's a chelik from the Sipu. It's a chelik from the Sipu. So I want to like Tzachtzu HaKneish. In Klal Yisrael, there's a song that they sing And I saw in all different languages and all different countries that I was, I saw Alamol, this niggun, they sing, that Pauli had pajamas. Alamol, that is in Alamin Kihilis and Klaaliswa. So first, well, Zakas, he had pajamas. That's a Rashi. That's a Rashi. It's a Rashi ala Teira. Rashi says, Vayokon paroi balaylo ahu. So Rashi, Vayokon mimitosoi. So Rashi is given to a matzev that everyone knew that he got up from his bed. In pajamas, on pajamas, you know who was. But the pshat is, but he woke up from his bed. Now the shayla is, but what's machmen the ganze nigen? Klal Yisrael are sitting in a choshev v'leif seder, and all are singing, and they tell us maises, the kids are running after Paro. That's not only Mesoyro. Not only the chicken has to have Mesoyro, not only the meat has to have Mesoyro. All the things have to have Mesoyro. So we're talking two poshte pshotim in this nigen. What is the Mesoyro? One pshat is, Paroi claimed the whole time that he's a getchke. And Liya Erva Ani Asisi. Ich geht nicht da rois, ich geht nicht da rois. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, chap him dort, chap him, ki yoitz al amayim, chap him, tell Paroi, me weiss, du bist nicht kein getchke. Aber Paroi was getting a rota as a getchke. So the whole day he sat, and he didn't get a rois. No, a getchke also doesn't sleep. But this power didn't have a problem. He would close his office for a couple of hours. He couldn't go out often because he had to throw it away somewhere. But he would sleep. But no one knew that he slept. He would sit on his bed. No one knew that power attacker slept. And this night, when power got up, Mimitosoi, and a geläuft arum Mitzrayim, alle gesagt, power hot pajamas, power echet schlaf. Paroi Echid is a mensch. Paroi, Elvul, Paroi, you're also a person. Du bist a Gornishter. This was the Nitzochen of Paroi. See, ein Sach. Noch a Knetsch, was a Aftoche that will be a Tzias Mitzrayim tonight. Moshe gives Makis. And the Kozmakas Preuris, all the Preuris tell Moshe, let them go, you know, we don't want to die. It was a whole milchome. First we say, this is the reason in the Makas, we have Makas Bechoyris. One of the reasons we say, and Dam Batar Barash, Makas Bechoyris. Why no one gets a Makas, only Makas Bechoyris gets a Makas? It's a different reason. One of the reasons they say, because in Makas Bechoyris was two Makas. Was Makas Mitzrayim Bifchoyreyev. But Chutzpah that the Bechoyim died, the Bechoyim had a whole milchome in the morning because they wanted to go out. Moshe says, Bechatzos, everyone is dying. Lam is zogin, you don't believe Moshe. But it could be it will happen. 12:11:30 by night, all the Bechoyim, power is a Bechor, everyone has to die. Okay, you're not sure if it will happen or not. But you don't stay up to see what will happen. I remember they told, a couple of years ago, they said in 2000 the whole world will be Chorev, yeah? Ganze Welt to see what will happen. And das ist gar nicht. Dann Moshe Rabbeinu sagt Makis. Chorev want to leave. And Paroi geht schlafen in der Nacht. Chatzos, he wakes up from bed. Leave the army ready. Everyone, Kaiser is sitting at six. Everyone is going to leave. Azar Roshe. Azar Roshe. Vayich bad liboi. Paris given a pikoiris be'etzem. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Klal Yisrael. Vayokom Paris oktrashi mimitosoi. Because on them the Pasuk didn't have to say Vayokom. The Pasuk says it's given a matter that everyone saw Paroi leishos liboi. Not only, okay, he doesn't want to let the people go. I will stay up to see what is happening. He fell asleep. He fell asleep. In 2 hours, the whole Mitzrayim has to be Chorev. And Paroi could fall asleep. And they can, as Reb Elie gesagt hat, was is the pshat in the song we sing, Echod mi yoideya, Shtai mi yoideya, Sholesh mi yoideya, somewhat the nigen. So he said, the pshat is azay. Kid asked him once. He said, the pshat is azay. So you tell someone, I'm going next week back home. So he thinks, how are you going? Mr. Thomas would have played. If you 100 years ago, you would tell someone, next week I'm going home. He would think Mr. Thomas would have bought. tell someone I'm going to Bnei Brak for Shabbos. He thinks he's starting with a car or with a bus 100 years ago. Someone is very poor. He's starting with you walking. Today no one thinks maybe I'm walking to Bnei Brak. So people think lefi the ideas they have. So after a Nacht of Seder, when we hear the number one, one by us is Bashefer. This is the tachlis of the Agoda. That the one, the number one, what is one? One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is one that is only one? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the other Zach. But the Iker, all the Ma'ala Smeklai Yisrael we say in the song. But the Ma'ala is to come in the end, the Shpitz, we finish the Seder, Vazakman. Echad Elokeinu Sheba Shamayim Uva'oret.